What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Picking sixth, the Washington Wizards.
Correction now. That means Philadelphia is in the top four. So they make the jump, and suddenly Jared McCain is riding the roller coaster we all are inside this room. The Sixers are in the top four.
Yeah, the Wizards are not. You heard that. I knew when we got to six that was the first possibility, and I was just like, please, no six, no five, no four. I'm not expecting one, but just don't give us the worst case. We got the worst case. Chase Hughes covers the Washington Wizards for Monumental Sports at Chase DC Sports on X on Twitter. You were there last night for it, correct?
I was, yeah, and I'm at the Combine right now. I just watched Cooper Flagg and Dylan Harper go through their shooting drills.
Two players who won't be selected by the Wizards at number six. They'll both be gone. So what was it like? I mean, I'm assuming you had a chance to talk to Will Dawkins and Bob Carrington and the people from the organization who were there. So just set the scene and the reaction to getting six.
Yeah, so being at the draft lottery is a very unique sports experience because it's like a really consequential event that happens really quickly. Like they reveal all the results within like 15 minutes.
Yep.
And you're in this packed ballroom at a hotel, but there's no like fans there. There's like everyone is there for work. It's like agents, media, executives, some of the players who are going to get drafted. So it's kind of a quiet room and an extremely intense room, especially in a year like this where the stakes are really high. You know, the first one I went to was 2 years ago when it was Victor Wembanyama. And there were veteran sports writers that I were talking to. They were like, I don't even want to be in the room. Like, I've been there before. It's so uncomfortable. And they're right. It's very uncomfortable to be in there. So I was around some, like, Wizards reporters. And once the Wizards got six, we were all sort of reacting, but not very loudly, just sort of gasping, you know, quietly and whispering about it. And then as we were processing that, the rest of the room was starting to react to the Sixers getting third, the Spurs second, and of course the Mavs getting first, only a 1.8% chance, and after all they went through, completely shocking. But afterwards we talked to Bub and we talked to Will Dawkins, and they were both optimistic about it. I mean, one silver lining that Bub found was that, you know, maybe Derek Queen could be the pick. You know, that's the guy he grew up with. They're both from Baltimore. They're really good friends. And Will Dawkins, I think, was probably putting on a good face, but you know, he expressed some optimism because, you know, he's confident in his ability to scout the players. And, man, are they lucky to have that 18th pick because they almost lost that one. At least they have that. They've got 6
Memphis,
and 18.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I read some of Will Dawkins' comments, saw what Ted tweeted out. You know, they're taking the high road on this. They don't want to, you know, act devastated by it because you know this and I know this. I mean, Giannis was 15. Kawhi was 12. Jokic was in the second round. You know, the greatest players in the history of the game all aren't picked number one overall or number two overall. With that said, this process that they have, you know, undergone, you know, there's no guarantee you're going to end up with a chance in a draft with a potential franchise-changing player But if you are, it'd be nice to get a little bit of luck, and they were not able to get lucky at all. They stick with the process. I get it. But I would imagine, don't you think that there is some disappointment?
I think naturally. I mean, but you know the odds going in, and what's kind of crazy about the new lottery format is we all focus on what are the percentage to get one or two, but your most likely picks are 5 and 6 if you're in the position that the Wizards are in. So I think they had to prepare themselves for that. But, you know, Will Dawkins has been around a while. He's a smart guy. He, you know, studied how to do this in Oklahoma City. He knows that, you know, if this is going to work, it's not going to be just because they got lucky in the lottery and got the number one pick. That's not how championship teams are built. And, you know, one thing that stood out to me is that over the last 10, 20 years, I think there's more variance in the draft because guys are coming into the league at a younger age. So it makes it a lot more difficult than it used to be when a guy would play 4 years. You really knew what you were getting. Now you're drafting guys, especially these last couple years, the way NIL has changed basketball is in a very significant way. Guys like Cooper Flagg, Ace Bailey, Kamon Malawach, some of the top prospects in this draft, they're now actually leaving high school a year early because they're making millions in college, and then they're coming into the pros at the age that they would be a college freshman. So that could work in the Wizards' favor. It's becoming more and more unpredictable. And, you know, I did this sort of deep dive research piece this week on, like, what is the average pick of the most valuable player in the NBA draft? And this century, the average pick has been about 12th or 13th. And, you know, there's the anomaly, like Jokic, as you mentioned, 41st overall, but it's actually not that rare. It's what is actually very rare is that the number one pick ends up being the best player in the draft. I found that only happens about 10% of the time. More often than not, the best player in the draft is still on the board at 6.
Yeah, but you don't always pick him at 6 because the year that that Kawhi Leonard went 12 or 13, we picked Jan Vesely at 6.
Right.
So that's part of the issue is, you know, that's fair. And your research makes sense to me. I've gone through all of the best players in the game and where they were drafted, and it's not always number one, or even in the top two or three. But you still have to be right when that player is available, and that's the hard part.
Yeah, but I think it comes down, you're absolutely right, but I think it comes down to opportunity. If the opportunity is there, sometimes that's all you can ask for. And I really think, you know, if you really study the teams that have won championships, particularly this century where the draft has been so hard to predict, it's not teams that got a top pick or even a top five pick. The Warriors built an entire dynasty without a top five pick. It all comes down to you got to do it the hard way. You got to see things that other teams don't in the draft. So it's 6 and 18. I would not be surprised at all if we look back on this draft 10 years from now and the best player in the draft was on the board. Now, whether they pick him, that's up to them.
Yeah. So I'm sure you've done a little bit of mocking it out in terms of the players that will be available at 6. I mean, we've known for a while that 1-2 is going to be Flag Harper. Personally, I don't think Ace Bailey is the third best player in the draft, but give me, in your opinion, who, you know, a few of the guys that will be there at 6 and if you like any of them so far.
Well, the truth is there's a really wide range of possibilities after 1 and 2, as you mentioned. I think VJ Edgecombe and Trey Johnson are the third and fourth best players in this draft. Right now, I would predict them to go 3 and 4, but one of them could fall, right? And if one of them did, I think either one would be a great prospect for the Wizards. Trey Johnson is probably the best scorer in the draft, maybe the best shooter. He went to Texas last year. He's 6'6", kind of like a Devin Booker-type scorer at the two-guard position. VJ Edgecombe is a terrific defensive player, kind of like a Dyson Daniels or a Jalen Suggs. He might be the most athletic player in the draft. If those guys are off the board, then I think Derek Queen comes into the equation. You know, of course, we all know what he did at Maryland last year. I'd compare him to an Alperen Şengün, and he could fit in really nicely with the Wizards because they've been drafting defense, and he would instantly become, I think, their highest upside offensive player. Jeremiah Fears of Oklahoma is kind of like a Scoot Henderson guard, pretty athletic, can drive to the rim. He's someone to watch. And Ace Bailey, you mentioned him. I wouldn't be too surprised if he was on the board at 6. you know, there's a lot of varying opinions about him. He's kind of like a Michael Porter Jr., about 6'8", 6'9", a really good outside shooter, pretty good rebounder. You know, maybe not the prospect people thought he was going to be coming into the college season, but still had a pretty decent year and I think is not going to be on the board very long. And if he's there at 6, the Wizards will have to think about it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I mean, we'll talk about this, and I'll talk about it maybe with you, hopefully with you, before the draft. But I think one of the interesting things, because I didn't realize this until last night, really, you know, looking at a bunch of the mocks, because I was interested to see what would be there at 6. I'm not an Ace Bailey fan. I saw him tap out of multiple games this year, including here in College Park. I love Derek Queen and his skill, and I think he'd be worthy of sort of a top five area. But this is not an era, a draft that's loaded with international players, you know, earmarked for the first round. Most of the mocks, it's almost all college players.
Yeah, very different from last year. Very different from the past few drafts, but
yes,
particularly last year. You know, you had Reese Hoshea and Sarr go 1-2, both from France. And I think that was one of the reasons why that narrative built last year about that draft not being very good. I think it was just hard to compare those guys because they were all from different leagues and you weren't watching them play, you know, in the ACC or the SEC. But yeah, a lot of college players and, you know, going back to what I said earlier, a lot of guys who would normally be rising freshmen. You know, there's going to be the beginning of a trend. You're going to see it next year too, with the Boozer twins and Elijah Arenas, Gilbert Arenas' son, of course, Carlos Boozer's sons. A lot of guys are coming into the draft earlier, so you know, the Wizards and all these teams are going to have to start scouting these guys at a bit of an earlier age, and it's almost like the, you know, the guys coming out of high school era, they're just, you know, getting to the NBA through a different avenue.
Last one on the lottery, and then while I have you on, we can talk maybe a little bit about the playoffs right now. I'm into them. I'm sure you are as well. But I've already addressed those that believe that last night was rigged. I'm curious as to what you've said to those people.
Well, I mean, LeBron himself, right, has said that he thinks it's rigged, and everyone has kind of noticed the things that are a little fishy. But I don't know. I mean, the NBA, like, I know a lot of people who have been in that room. The way it works is, you know, we all see the broadcast. I've been in the room where they show the envelopes. But it's actually done in a back room where everyone's sequestered, has to hand over their cell phones, and it's not just executives and representatives for the team. They usually let in about a dozen media members. They're extremely transparent with the process. They want people, especially in the media, to report on the machinations of the process just to prove that it isn't rigged. So unless they're slipping one past all those people, I mean, I know a lot of people that I trust and are pretty smart who, you know, pay very close attention when they're back there and they've been in the room multiple times. They insist that there's nothing like that. I think, you know, it, I guess, is just a major coincidence that the Dallas Mavericks got the pick. 1.8% chance. Seems unbelievable, but it happened.
Yeah, not to mention, I think it's Ernst & Young that is back there auditing the process as well. You know, a Big Six firm or whatever they call them. Real quickly, while I have you on, what's stood out to you so far in the NBA playoffs? What series are you enjoying the most?
I've really liked to see Tyrese Haliburton and the Pacers and the way that they have proven that last year wasn't a fluke. I'm a huge fan of Tyrese Halliburton's game. I think people, the talk of him being the most overrated player in the NBA, that was by the player's vote, right? I think it's completely preposterous. I think people are sleeping on where that guy is going to end up, like, all time. Like, I think we're watching a Hall of Famer who could end up having – I don't know if he'll reach Chris Paul's level, but I think he's going to be one of the best point guards of a generation, kind of like Chris Paul was for the one before that. And, you know, we saw the Pacers late in the year. They kind of hit their stride. They gave the Wizards the worst loss they've ever had in franchise history. And I think they just were previewing what was to come. And, you know, now with the Jason Tatum injury and the way things have transpired, the Steph injury, it really seems wide open. I wouldn't be surprised, you know, the Knicks or the Pacers or one of these teams that we didn't think were going to win a title going in actually win a chip. So it's very exciting. And those two teams, by the way, built all the way up without a top five pick, the Pacers and the Knicks. So viewing things through the Wizards lens, I would note that. And I would also point to the Warriors who did it without the top five pick and actually had a dynasty.
You know, it's interesting, and I remember this from last year when Boston won. We are in a stretch now of, I think, starting with the Lakers in 20 in COVID. It's been like 6 years, and now the chances are increasing, especially with the Tatum injury, that it could be 7 years with a totally new champion, you know, somebody that hasn't won it in the previous six seasons. And that could be Indiana, that could be New York, that could be Oklahoma City, that could obviously be a Minnesota as well. But, you know, once the Nuggets, Warriors, and Celtics get eliminated, then we're, I mean, in a league that's always been very top-heavy, this would, I think, be the seventh consecutive year of a new champion that we hadn't seen in the previous 6 years. Crazy. That had never happened in the history of the game, going back to the very beginning of it. We always had, you know, in the last couple of years, somebody who had won it recently win it again. Thanks, Chase. Appreciate it. Oh, one last, because I talked about this earlier. Did you watch Jimmy Butler last night? Did you watch the Warriors? Oh, we lost him. Yep, he said, he just texted me. The call dropped. All right, that's it. Thanks to Chase Hughes. He does a great job covering the Wizards for Monumental Sports. Follow him on X on Twitter, at ChaseDCSports. Do want to mention to you that Window Nation's got their semi-annual sale going on right now. Prepare for the summer heat with energy-efficient windows from Window Nation. Our windows are built to keep your house cool during hot summer days. Window Nation has some of the best energy efficient windows out there. Their windows frequently outperform and outlast the ones from the expensive guys. They're all assembled, the windows are, right here in the USA. Make a smart investment now and you can save money for many years to come. Window Nation's got a lifetime warranty on all their windows. And how about this deal right now? 60% off on all windows. Buy a house full of windows, you get a free entry door. And for 2 years, you don't have to worry about paying anything. No down payment, no payments, and no interest charged until the year 2027. Call them now at 866-90-NATION or go to windownation.com. Mention my name. They'll come out and give you a free in an hour or less estimate. They have a great product. They have great customer service, over 45,000 five-star reviews and a 96% customer satisfaction rating. And right now, 60% off all windows with no money down, no payments, and no interest for two full years. 866-90-NATION, windownation.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.